This text, well, this whole book of Jonah, which is quite short, as you know, is read every feast of Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, Kippur. Why? It's encouragement. Not only does God want to forgive our sins, he tells us to ask for it. You know, it's not like he's begrudging us. He has to urge us. Do penance, come to me, ask forgiveness. I want to forgive you. I want to make you saints. And so it's not like we have to do something to cool God off. He's already, you know, on fire with love for us. But we have to listen to him. And so, as I say, this is the reading at Yom Kippur, the feast of the day of Kippur, the Day of Atonement, purification. It's amazing, isn't it? I mean, like, they never heard of the God of the Israelites, but somehow that announcement they knew was right, and they did it. And so that's the... So what is repentance, anyway? Well, the here, you see what it said. I mean, like, every man turn from his evil way and from the violence he has in hand. Who knows? God may relent and forgive. So, turn from his evil way. You see, repentance, the Hebrew word for it is shuv. Repentance is tshuva. And that comes from the verb to return. You repent if you go back to God, if you come back to God. That's repentance. The metanoia, that means a change of mind. It's a very Greek, the Greek language. We'll try to discuss this by change your mind. Well, it's a good thing to change your mind. But Hebrew is pretty more graphic. Go back to God. Go back to God. Oh boy, no. I mean, I got to get fixed up first. Who is going to fix you up? Nobody but God. Isn't that the meaning of this cross? We've sinned. We've defiled God. We've defiled his image. And so we need to make amends. You can't. Only the Son of God can make amends. And joined to him, you can make amends. I suppose you've all read the life, the autobiography of, or diary, I guess it's called, of St. Faustina. It was her feast the other day, and we didn't even have a notice of it. Anyway, she learned, you see, how to go back to God and to bring the world back to God. And that's why we have this Feast of Mercy. God is not mad. He's only trying to save us from our own darkness. That's what he's doing. The gospel. Everybody feels sorry for Martha. And this Mary's doing nothing. Well, our Lord says she chose the better part, so she must be doing something. It's really attitudinal. If I don't do this, it won't get done. A, should it get done? B, why do you think you're the only one who can do it? And why is Mary's part the better part? Well, A, it's founded on love. B, she's receiving from the Lord, who is God. And she's listening to him. And that's the better part. And Jesus says, I'm not going to tell her to get up. You know, she's doing the better part. Optimum partem. Does that mean we should start now and keep the mass going until noon? No. We have to do the better and the less good in life. But we don't forget what's better. You see, it's paying attention to God, receiving from God, letting God change us. That's the better part. Listening, you see what it says? She was, I don't know why these fellows do that. These dear translators, they're all friends of mine, but I mean, I don't know why. You see, sat beside, listening to him speak. Why would they take out listening to his word and give you some insight of what Luke is saying? Listen to him speak. What is he doing? Reciting the Declaration of Independence? I mean, it's not that he speaks. It's that his word. So that whatever he speaks, it's his word. Well, I don't know why they do that. Anyway, sometimes when you're getting ready for Mass, if you get ready, look at another translation. And nothing, these aren't terrible, you know. But do you see the difference? She sat at his feet listening to him speak, and she sat at his feet listening to his word. You see the difference, don't you? Would you rather just listen to him speak or listen to his word? Let that which comes from his depth enter into your depth. That's why she's sitting there. It's not just to hear his voice. And that's the best part. And if there's not part of that best part in our day, we're very impoverished. We have got to go to the Lord and listen to his word. He has to have access to us. And that's the way. That's not all our Lord did, right? He didn't save us by listening to the Father, but by obeying the Father. And that's the result. And that's how he saved us. He took upon himself all the sins of the world, gathered them up into his own being, and went back to the Father with them, and brought us with him. That's why it's tshuva, it's a return.